Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, that climate deal out of Paris is likely to come up tomorrow night at the fifth Republican presidential debate. This one is in Las Vegas. The top nine candidates, according to polls, will be on the stage for the CNN event. Four others will participate in an earlier debate. One of them is U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and he joins us now from Manchester, New Hampshire. Senator Graham, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
The GOP frontrunner now is Donald Trump. How worried are you about the Republican Party right now?
Well, I think if Mr. Trump becomes our nominee, we'll get creamed because he's creating problems in two areas that are fatal to the Republican Party. We've gone from 44% of the Hispanic vote to 27%. I think what Mr. Trump is saying about illegal immigration is throwing gasoline on a fire with Hispanics. And I think the way he approaches problem solving and his tone and his brashness is sort of going to drive young people away.
What do you think about the fear and anxiety he is tapping into successfully in the U.S.?
There is fear and rational fear of radical Islam on the rise. I've got a plan to protect the homeland by partnering with people in the region. The good news for all of us is I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan 36 times now in the last decade. Most people in the faith, are not buying what ISIL is selling. Mm. What Mr. Trump said a couple of days ago, it makes it almost impossible to partner with people in the region like the King of Jordan, the President of Egypt. The way to win the war is partner with people in the faith who want to destroy the ideology as much as you do.
Speaking of taking on ISIS, the Islamic State, you've called for sending up to 10,000 ground troops to fight ISIS. It's one of the most hawkish stances of any of the Republicans running for president. What do you say to Americans who are deeply concerned about getting bogged down into another seemingly endless ground war in the Middle East?
I would tell the American people that we got two choices, fight ISIL over there or they're coming here. There's another 9/11 in the making. It's being planned in Raqqa, Syria by ISIL leadership. What I think we need in Iraq is to go from 3,500 to 10,000 to accelerate the training and additional capacity of the Iraqi security forces to destroy ISIL with inside of Iraq. There are no good choices left in Syria. 3 years ago, Assad was on the ropes. The Free Syrian Army was in attack. Intact, we had a chance to really get ahead of this. But the good news for us is that Arab countries and Turkey are threatened by ISIL as much as we are, if not more. I'm suggesting we use Arab armies with Turkey to form a regional alliance, 90% them, 10% us, go in on the ground and destroy the caliphate. To disconnect from the Mideast is a disaster. There is no substitute for destroying the caliphate, taking the land back. And at the end of the day, if you don't destroy the caliphate, take Raqqa away from ISIL, we're going to get attacked here.
But briefly, some critics are saying you're just doubling down on a failed ground invasion occupation policy.
I would say to the critics that you've been wrong about everything, that people wanted to leave Iraq completely like President Obama made a huge mistake. If they had listened to the military and left 10,000 people behind in Iraq as a residual force, there'd be no ISIL.
Senator, you support restrictions on abortion and immigration. You spoke earlier about Donald Trump alienating key constituencies.
Yeah.
Don't you worry that Republicans are boxing themselves in on those issues with women, with Hispanics?
I think the most pro-life group in America is the Hispanic community. I think the people who support traditional marriage the most are African Americans. Social conservatism is not our problem. I've been a prosecutor a lot of my adult life. I have an exception for rape and incest. Ted Cruz and a few others in our party have no exceptions for rape or incest. I think that will be a hard sell. Ted Cruz denies that climate change is real. He attacks the science. I accept the science. I just want a solution that's more business friendly. Young people are not wildly liberal. They're in the middle of the road. They understand economic prosperity is not happening, and I think they'd be more open to conservatism. But when they look at the nominee of the party, if it's some really harsh person who's looking to shut down the government that would require a rape woman to care for the child of the rapist, we're going to have a hard time selling our agenda to young people when they're open-minded to something new.
Senator, you're struggling in the polls, and some are speculating you're really running for a different position like Secretary of Defense.
Good question. I'm running to be President of the United States. I think my campaign has driven the national security agenda in a more traditional fashion, that Rand Paul's isolationism is being rejected en masse by the party, that Donald Trump has strong rhetoric but bad ideas, and you see more and more candidates talking about a regional army with U.S. help, Western forces to go in to destroy the caliphate in Syria. You see more people talking about adding boots on the ground in Iraq to stiffen the Iraqi security forces. In that regard, I am very pleased with my campaign driving the narrative to find a solution to destroying ISIL without 100,000 American ground forces. I think I'm the best qualified to be Commander-in-Chief. Senator McCain endorsed me in New Hampshire. If I don't do well in New Hampshire, I'll have to reevaluate my campaign.
Senator, would you ever take a post in a Donald J. Trump administration?
You know, I worry about a lot of things. Being asked is probably on the bottom of my list of things to worry about. You know, it's not just about me. It's about our country. If he wins the nomination and becomes president of the United States, I will do whatever I can to help President Trump. And, you know, my dilemma will be that I'll be in the NBA as a starting guard for the L.A. Lakers, and I won't have a lot of time. But other than that, I'd be glad to help.
Lindsey Graham is a Republican senator from South Carolina. He's running for the presidency of the United States. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.